All right, here we are. Let's see if I can get these thoughts straight, because there's several things that we're doing. Again, Monday night, we call it Revival Devotion. We're calling it a Revival of Devotion is because our church is in revival. It has been in revival. And we're going to pray that we continue to stay in revival, revived and in revival mode until Jesus comes back. And what we're doing on Mondays is we're kind of recapping and going over everything that took place over the weekend from the last devotion on Thursday, which is our bilingual devotion on Thursday nights. We didn't have our Saturday morning street evangelism service. We had a funeral service for Brother Don Buckman. That's Brother Bill Buckman's dad, and Sister Rachel also, their father. We heard some great things, some tremendous things. And I got to say this, I did not know. I heard a lot of things about Brother Bill's dad, but I didn't know that he was out there on a mission on his own, having his own street evangelism services. I did not know about that. And that was just exciting to hear. And wow, just to know that people have had this hunger and this burden, this desire to be out there on the streets. I heard someone, I don't know if they were joking or not, but they said that he would literally go up to gang members and he would, you know, give them flyers and church cards and compel them they need to come to church. And a few of the times, I think Sister Rachel said it, some of these gang members would be in tears, would be crying, and he'd be out there praying with them. What a testimony. What a testimony, everybody. And so, again, we had that funeral service on Saturday for Brother Don Buckman. All right. I'm going to go ahead and read them as they come. Sister Teresa Sanders just sent a text message. I felt the anointing of Almighty God at prayer tonight. Yes, I actually walked through the church here about an hour and a half ago, whatever it was, and I heard someone praying, and I felt the anointing. It was one of those prayers where someone is kind of just in a lower voice, but they're praying in tongues, they're speaking in tongues, and they're just getting connected in the Spirit. And I had a feeling who it was, and sure enough, I look over, and there's Sister Teresa Sanders on the front bench with her arms lifted up and just praying in the Holy Ghost. So I know what she's talking about. I felt the anointing of Almighty God at prayer tonight. Yes, you did, Sister Teresa. Thank you for sharing that and for sharing your fire and your anointed prayer with everyone tonight. All right, let's continue. Let's continue to get on here. All right, Brother Arderam had just sent another text message. Let's go ahead and read this. A little bit to it, but you know what? Let's read this. I feel good about this. I have heard the saying, praying a hedge of protection around someone, but now I know how it feels to have a hedge of protection being around me. I definitely felt that hedge, not only around me, but my family and my home. We as a family thank you all, my church family. Praise God. Brother Art sent me something like this, something related to this message here in the last week. But I really appreciate the first part of that message. I have heard the saying, praying a hedge of protection around someone. We've all heard that. Let's pray a hedge of protection around a brother or a sister who needs it. But now Brother Art is saying he knows exactly how it feels. Now I know how it feels to have a hedge of protection being around me. I definitely felt that hedge around me, my family, and my home. And he's referring to, of course, everyone praying for him and the family while they were down with the virus. God kept that hedge of protection around them, healed them, and they are on the way up. Praise God. Thank you for that, Brother Art. All right. And that's a good segue into what I'm going to be talking about tonight. We mentioned something here. I think I mentioned it here a couple of weeks ago about something that happened to me as I walked into a Saturday night, I was going to say prayer meeting, and it became that. I was there all alone at church. I walked in around 10:30 p.m., and I'll never forget, as soon as I walked into the back of the church, I could not even make it down to the front where I just saw Sister Pat Boggs' face in my mind. The next thing I felt her need deposited into my spirit. Boy, as soon as I felt that, I remember getting to one of the back pews, and I just began to pray, and then the spirit of intercessory prayer fell on me. I began to just weep and pray, and that lasted for quite a bit of time. And as I did that, everyone, something else happened. All of a sudden, I began to feel George Boggs. This is very interesting to note, because I don't know George Boggs. I don't have a connection with him, a personal connection with him. But because of the spiritual connection that I have with Sister Pat Boggs and the Lord putting that burden in me that night, all of a sudden I felt that same need, that same concern, and that same love for George Boggs. Isn't that something? Someone that we may not even know or be connected to, but in the spirit, it is a completely different situation. When the Lord puts a burden in you for someone else, it doesn't matter if you know it. It could be a family member, or it could be someone that you just barely met, and you could pray through intercessory prayer for someone on the other side of the world that you've never met. Think about what we're saying right now. That's what happened that night, that Saturday night. I remember just praying and begin to weep, and I just felt this concern and this need and this love for Sister Pat and Brother George Boggs. I said, Brother George Boggs, by faith, and Sister Pat, when I shared this with her yesterday morning after Sunday morning service, we just began to talk about how the Lord's been working on her husband. And everybody, let's continue to pray for a miracle. The Lord has already began to perform a miracle in bringing Brother George Boggs out of that bad place with a virus. He's on the way up. And we're going to continue to pray that the Lord heals him. We're also going to pray that the Lord now saves him. Oh, our God is able. Our God is able. Praise God. We're going to continue to move forward here. We've got a little bit of time left, but I want to quickly share some great things that happened yesterday morning. Again, this is a revival devotion. We're talking about the great things that the Lord is doing in our church, in our people. The Lord is bringing us new converts. He's bringing us new souls, everybody. And you know, a lot of these people that the Lord is bringing, Yaravashatai. Boy, every time I begin to talk about this, I just feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. This is not in my notes, but I'm going to just say it right now. I just felt this just now. We're going to talk about some visitors and things that are happening with them. But I don't know if you all have noticed, but there has been a man and his son, Fabian and Josh. Fabian and Joshua, who have been coming to our church. I believe I told Sister Sid, Sister Jessica, just yesterday how that this man and his son have been coming to our church on Sunday mornings, I believe, for the fifth Sunday in a row. Let me say that again. Fabian and Josh, visitors who live somewhere in the Ontario area, have been to our church for five Sundays in a row. Praise God. Sister Pat, I'm going to go ahead and read it. I hope I don't embarrass you, but here it goes. Thank you so much, Vic. God is so good, and I thank you for being, well, yes, we've been, the Lord is using all of us, Sister Pat. That is the truth. And she's just making a comment how that we're being sensitive. Ah, yes. And she's saying that someday soon, I will be able to tell George myself. I believe that's what she means by this. She thanks us for being sensitive, and someday soon, she has faith that we'll be able to tell George ourselves. We're going to be able to tell him face to face, George, we've been praying for you, and now the Lord has healed you, and the Lord has saved you. Praise God. Thank you for that, Sister Pat Boggs. All right, so here it is. Fabian and Josh, who've been coming to our church for five Sundays, if not five, maybe this is their sixth Sunday in a row, everybody. I just want you to get a hold of that in your minds, in your spirit. These are visitors. When the very first Sunday they came, I approached them, and I asked them, I said, hey, how'd you hear about us? I usually ask that question, and I got a response that I've been hearing more and more recently. We found you online. We found you online, and we decided to come to church. You know, sometimes when people find us online, they'll come once, maybe twice, and they'll kind of drop off. And maybe not their thing, or they don't feel comfortable, whatever. But in this case, they've been coming for five or six Sundays in a row, everybody. Hey, the Lord is sending us hungry souls. If they weren't hungry, they wouldn't keep coming. If they weren't thirsty, if there wasn't something that was taking place in our church, the anointing, the presence of God that they're feeling, perhaps they've not come back, but they continue to come back. And I just want you, everyone, to hear this. Why? Well, first of all, to be mindful about it. I want you to know about it and know that the Lord is bringing us souls and for you to continue to pray for God to send us souls, but also for us to be mindful. When we see someone new at church, make sure, be friendly. Some of these visitors, you know, they don't stay too long after service is over. They kind of make their way out, you know, pretty quickly. They don't feel quite comfortable enough yet, but let's gently, you know, we don't have to, you know, create an onslaught and overwhelm them, but let's make them feel welcome. Let's be gentle about it. You know, one or two of us come up to our visitors and just tell them, hey, my name is so-and-so, and glad to have you at church, and let them feel that genuine love of God. Praise God. So Fabian and Josh, and they've been coming. And then there's Florentino. Florentino, he's a small little guy, Mexican guy, looks a little dark complected. He came to one of our street services a couple Saturdays ago, and he connected with Brother Miguel. Brother Miguel has been so great at connecting with some of these Spanish-speaking visitors, and he's taken it upon himself to talk with him and to connect with him. And I believe yesterday was the second Sunday in a row that Florentino came to our church. And he has needs, everybody. Hey, everybody has a need. And he was not embarrassed to tell us that he picks fruit, and he's a fruit picker. He's fruit, different kinds of fruits and citrus and avocado and I don't know what else in the San Diego area. And he drives all the way back up here. I don't know if he has family out here, but he's living in his van. But he says, I have a need. We told him to come to church. Lord, begin to answer your needs. And he's been coming. Let's be praying for Florentino. Let's make ourselves friendly with him as well. Also, there's something great that took place yesterday, Sunday, after Sunday morning service. Felipe and Andrea, they may be on the call tonight. I hope I don't embarrass them, but they invited myself and a couple of other people to their home for a barbecue. He wanted to make us some burgers, grill some burgers for us, and we did that. But the funny thing is, on the way, I heard a funny story, and I hope Edwin is not embarrassed, because I don't try to. I'm not saying this to pick fun at him at all. No, I think this is a great testimony. I thought it was great how this happened. Sister Jessica tells me how that as they're at Stater Brothers getting some drinks or whatever they were getting, that Edwin felt the need to give a card to someone, a gentleman that was out there at the Stater Brothers. And so Edwin got that card, and he walks up to the man. He says, here you go, sir. I feel like giving you this card. And the man looked at him and smiled at him. Well, thank you so much for this card. Everybody, that was Brother Louis, Sister Letty's brother, who was visiting us because of the funeral. He even gave that great testimony on Sunday morning. And that was the man who Edwin felt led to go give a church card to. Hey, but I believe it was a sign. I believe it was more than just a coincidence. I believe the Lord was telling that to Edwin and to give him a sign. Look, that's one of my chosen right there, and I'm having you connect with him. So it's more than just a coincidence. Thank you for that, Edwin, being sensitive. And we all need to do that. Don't be afraid. And that's the thing. He was not afraid. He was not afraid to give a card to someone that he didn't know on the street. Thank you for that, Edwin. Praise God. So later on that day, we show up at Felipe and Andrea's home, and we had some great fellowship, some great food, and he made some great burgers. Felipe, boy, he's a barbecue master. He's good. He's good. Made some jalapeno poppers wrapped in bacon. I'm sorry for making your mouth water, everybody, but it was good. It was really good. But here's what I want to say, everybody. As we are talking, and it was all casual and kind of laid back and having fun, there was a comment that was made. I believe someone said, maybe myself or someone said, hey, thank you for inviting us. And this is so gracious of you, kind of you to invite us to your home. And we appreciate that. And I believe it was Andrea that said something to this effect. She said, you know what? We are just so thankful to you. They've made a comment in the past how they feel the love of God. They can feel the love of God through us. What a great testimony. What a great compliment that is to our church. They can feel the love of God flowing through us to them. It's a genuine love of God. But then also she said something else. She said, and I want to make sure I get this right. She said, we really appreciate you guys. We love you guys because, and here's the part that hit me in the heart. She said, because you feed us the Word of God. Everyone listen to that statement. We really love you. We appreciate all of you because you feed us the Word of God. And as soon as she said that, oh my, it just hit me between the eyes. Hit me in the heart. You know, the statement that she's making, what does that indicate? We're hungry.
Hallelujah.
We're hungry, and you are feeding us. You know, there they were feeding us these great burgers that Felipe made us in the natural, but in the spiritual, we're hungry. And this is the cry of the world, everybody, right now. And if you can listen with sensitive spiritual ears, you will hear the hunger and the thirst of souls that are needy, that are needing Jesus, that are hungry, that are thirsty. But there she was telling us, We appreciate you so much because you feed us the word of God. I still can't get over it. Every time I say it, it hits me, it impacts me, and I hope it's impacting someone on the call tonight. You feed us the word of God. That means that we're hungry. We're hungry, but you are feeding us. It's not just fellowship you're giving us. It's not just a good time and talking, but you're giving us something of substance, something that's real, something that's going to save us, and something that's going to keep us, and something that's going to carry us into heaven one day. And what is that? The Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, the salvation that comes from the Word of God. And this is what she was saying in one simple statement. We appreciate you guys because you feed us the Word of God. Everybody, let's get a hold of that, and let's make sure that we're feeding the Word of God, that we're full of the Word. And that's what we're getting right now from Brother Lackey. Boy, you talk about some great teaching from the Word of God. Well, as soon as Andrea made that comment, I couldn't help but remember a story in the Bible about Jesus with the disciples teaching a lot of people, about 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. And you know the story. As they're teaching, all of a sudden the disciples started getting wind. They started hearing about the people being hungry, and they went to the Lord. Lord, these people are hungry. What do we do now, Lord? We're in trouble. How are we going to feed these people? And of course, when she made that comment, it inspired me, motivated me to share this story about how the Lord can do the impossible. And with a little boy's basket of seven, I believe it was five loaves of bread and two fishes. And Edwin had it. I thought it was three fishes. Edwin said, I think it's two. Edwin was right. It was two fishes. Two fishes. And they were able to feed a multitude of possibly 10, 12,000 or more, including women and children. And they still picked up leftovers, everybody. I believe it was 12 baskets full of leftovers. Hey, don't think your God cannot do the impossible. He can do the impossible and then some, even have leftovers. Praise God. So that was tremendous what Andrea told us. You feed us the Word of God. I'm going to be out of time here in just a few minutes, but there's one last thing that I want to talk about, everybody. That is a great thing that took place last night. You may have seen an older woman. It was Jessica's grandmother, Claudia, who lives in Nebraska. And she was at the altar. And I asked Miguel if I could talk about this. He said it would be all right. I didn't want to embarrass anyone. But she was asking for prayer, everybody, because she has cancer. So Brother Rosemary, myself, Brother Stephen, I believe some others, we went over to her. And we anointed her with oil. And we prayed for healing. We prayed for a miracle. We prayed for her. But as I prayed for her, I began to feel something. And boy, I'm feeling it now just talking about it. Praise God. Yes, her name is Cecilia, Brother Miguel just reminded me. I had her name written down, Brother Miguel, but thank you. Cecilia. In the fellowship hall and in our event centers, we're there. I felt to go sit with them, and I was talking to her, to Cecilia, who is Jessica's grandmother. And Jessica was there, Sister Julie was there. I think there's some others there. I began to talk to her. And as I was talking to her, boy, this woman, something about her. She had faith, everybody. She had faith. And Sister Jessica was telling me how that the hospital or whoever she's dealing with their condition, they wanted to send her a counselor. They wanted to send her a counselor to counsel her, you know, to help her in her time of need. You know, when someone's in great need, someone has cancer, some people get really stressed out, distressed, full of anxiety and stress. The reason I'm laughing is because as Jessica's saying this, the woman, Cecilia, looks at me and she says, yeah, but I told her she could go home. I didn't need her to come visit with me. It was okay. And I said, you know what? I think that she probably should have gone so you could have counseled her, because I feel a lot of faith in you, Cecilia. And of course, she laughed about it. But I was being very serious about this, everybody. This woman had this faith, this deep, profound faith. She had this great positive attitude about everything that she's going through. She even said, you know, if the Lord wants to take me, it's okay. If the Lord wants to take me, okay, that's great faith. But I believe we're going to use that core faith that she has, and the Lord is going to heal her. The Lord is going to save her. And I believe the Lord is going to use this woman. And I can tell you all right now, she reminded me very much of my own grandmother, my mother's mother. Her name was Amparo Villa. Beautiful woman. Faith, this Praise God. Boy, I've been feeling this since last night, everybody. Faith, and Brother Lackey talked about it. Faith as opposed to fear. Faith as opposed to fear. And so last night, as I'm talking to this woman, I'm feeling this faith, Sister Jessica, Brother Miguel, I hope you're on the line right now, out of this woman. And as she's talking, I just continue to feel this connection with this woman. I don't know who this woman is, except for that she is Jessica's grandmother, Miguel's and Jessica's grandmother. As I'm talking to them, she's going to be flying out to Mexico for a week, and then she's going to go back to Nebraska. She lives in Nebraska. And as I begin to talk to her, I ask her if she goes to a church. She doesn't go to church, but as it turns out, everybody, she's been going to a garage service. Listen to this. This is no coincidence. She's been going to a garage service. There's some people that she helps them. She cooks for them. I'm not sure how it works. But they've been having this little church service in their garage. And she's been going there to that garage service for 3 weeks, everybody. And I told Jessica, Jessica, I want you to find out about those people. Find out what they're teaching. Find out if they're Jesus' name, if they're oneness. And if they're not, give me their number. I want to call them. I want to talk to them. Hey, if our evangelism is just sprouting out, branching out into all kinds of areas, everybody. I'm feeling something powerful. I want you all to be praying for Cecilia and the situation. And hopefully something good develops out of that. So as I'm talking to her and she's going to this garage service at someone's house for the last 3 weeks, I began to feel this burden build up within me. And all of a sudden, I just said it. I said, Cecilia, you know what? Before you leave tonight, and I don't usually do this, everybody. I don't do this commonly. This is not something I do regularly. But I felt this need in me. I said, you know what? Before you leave tonight, because they were going to take her to Tijuana last night to board a plane to go to Mexico, I have my dad's guitar, acoustic Spanish guitar in the church. I want to bring it out and I want to sing a song for you, a Spanish gospel song. She said, sure, okay, está bien, quiero oírlo. And so I did. And funny, Sister Jessica says, Brother Vic, I just finished telling my grandmother how you play the guitar just before you showed up. I said, well, there it is. There it is. The Lord wants us to do it. And so we did that. There was several of us. There was eight or nine people, including the kids, I think, that we were out there on the front porch of the church. And I just felt this burden to sing this song that my mom and dad used to sing. Por la mañana, yo dirijo mi alabanza. In the morning time, I will direct my praise. In the morning time, I will direct my praise and my worship to you, Lord. And I sang that to Cecilia, and I really felt it. And I felt the anointing. We felt the anointing as soon as the song was over. Not because I did any good job in singing it, but played the guitar, sang the song. And we felt the anointing. And I believe the Lord began to work in Cecilia. I was looking in her eyes, and I began to feel something begin to develop in Cecilia. Miguel just texted me a message right now. It did touch her heart a lot, brother. Praise God. Thank you for that, Miguel. It did touch her heart a lot, brother. Everybody, you know, sometimes we think that, I don't have much to offer. It's just a little song of the guitar. It's just a little testimony. It's just a little something. It's not much. You do not know the impact that you're going to have on someone, especially in the situation they may find themselves in right now. Cecilia has cancer, and she's taking it very positively with great faith. But it could be your word, it could be your song, your testimony, your faith, your prayer that's going to push them over the edge and into salvation. Praise God. I hope you're feeling this anointing and this faith that we're feeling right now. Sister Pat Boggs, thank you for texting that. I believe that we're going to be talking to a brother, George Boggs, very soon. And as he's baptized in the name of Jesus and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, we're going to see our loved ones saved. We're going to see those that are sick healed. Praise God. We're going to continue to see great miracles. My time is up. I'm sorry I'm so abrupt. So we're going to go ahead and end. Why don't we just end in prayer right now, everybody? Brother Marty just texted, and we just need faith of a mustard seed, and that moves. And that moves mountains. Praise God. Mama Elisa from San Diego. San Diego is crying. San Diego is crying. I'm sorry, man, for laughing like that, but I know my mama. She is in tears right now, but they're good tears. Everybody, let's pray right now. Why don't we just thank God for what we're feeling? Let's pray for Cecilia. Let's pray for George Boggs for salvation. Let's pray for all the needs. Let's just bind together as we finish up right now. Lord Jesus, you see Evyarava Shatai. We thank you for the anointing, Lord God. We thank you for the faith that we're feeling right now, Lord Jesus. We're asking you, Lord God, to continue to continue to bring healing, to continue to bring salvation.
Yes. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my husband, Lord. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. You're so good to us, Lord, and we give you all the praise and all the glory for it, God. In Jesus' name, thank you for Hungry Heart. Thank you for an increase, Lord. Thank you for the revival that you are giving us, Lord. I love you, Lord. I praise you and I worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Everyone, Jesus, 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 Jesus